Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcome spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work? The pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more. Boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. Gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, March 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles to hold a public hearing for updating development fees. Traffic control east of Chelan scheduled for this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 90s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding a public hearing in its meeting tonight on updating city development service user fees. Fees are imposed by the city to recover costs on providing services that are otherwise not provided to those not paying the fee. City previously approved user fee changes for public safety, airport, utility administration, library, recreation, and admin services in September. The second phase to its study is to consider adopting fees for building planning, engineering, and development. Fees proposed to change include residential permits, remodels and additions, public improvement plans, and review of building plans. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Travelers in both directions of the Highway 46 east of Chelan will encounter overnight one-way reversing traffic control this week. Caltrans District 5 announced control will begin tonight at 6 p.m. and will go until 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Then control will once again be in effect at 6 p.m. on Wednesday through 6 a.m. Thursday. Caltrans says travelers can expect delays of about 20 minutes and are advised to allow for extra time on their travels through the area. Traffic control is for crews to continue their construction activities on the Highway 46 corridor. Paso Robles man killed in a head-on collision in Wasco. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:09. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:10. CHP has provided details of a fatal collision involving a Pass Rebels van that took place in Wasco this weekend. On Saturday at about 2:30 a.m. east of Curt Road, 20-year-old Gail Salto Fernandez of Wasco was driving eastbound on the 46. CHP says for unknown reasons, Fernandez's 2011 Toyota Corolla went into the oncoming lanes, crashing head-on into a Prius, driven by 36-year-old Stanley Carbajal of Paso Robles. Both drivers were pronounced dead at the scene. No further information is available at this time. The Paso Robles School District has released its newest issue of Paso Proud, the magazine that highlights the achievements and current ongoings for the district. This issue's stories recognizes the remarkable act of generosity at Kermit King Elementary, where students, staff, and families collected more than 2,300 canned and non-perishable food items for Paso Robles Loaves and Fishes. The issue also includes photos celebrating the opening of the new Paso Robles Aquatic Center, made possible through Measure M. It also goes into detail about the Libretto Conservatory program, where Paso Robles High School jazz students received conservatory-level jazz instruction and mentorship from jazz artists. The magazine can be viewed online, and interested readers can subscribe to have each new issue delivered to their inboxes. San Luis Obispo County emergency crews responded to a report of potential hazardous materials at the Vitalant Blood Donation Center in San Luis Obispo, 4119 Broad Street. Yesterday morning, reports came in at about 9:42 a.m. of an unknown white powder at the food bank, and the building was evacuated. Emergency services also said there were reports of skin irritation from Vitalant members after they came into contact with the powdery substance last week. A release from officials say that testing revealed the substance was non-toxic, and responders determined there was no threat to health or safety by noon. The building was cleared and reoccupied afterwards. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Spurs beat the Clippers 119-115, the Lakers over the Rockets 100-92, the Warriors beat the Wizards 125-117. Tonight, the Kings will face the Spurs. In California news, in response to the Trump administration calling for Sable Offshore Corporation to restart oil operations off California's coast, State Controller Malia M. Cohen has called for an emergency session of the State Lands Commission. Controller Cohen's office said she urges the commission to join Governor Gavin Newsom and Attorney General Rob Bonta in challenging Sable's reliance on the Trump administration's exercise of authority. A former California Highway Patrol officer was charged with murder on Monday for his alleged role in a crash that left four people dead on the 605 freeway. 24-year-old Angelo Rodriguez allegedly slammed his patrol car into another vehicle on a southbound freeway exit on July 20th, disabling the car. Instead of rendering aid, Rodriguez allegedly sat in his vehicle for several minutes. A former deputy with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department was sentenced to 63 months in federal prison for helping a cryptocurrency businessman extort a rival and arrange a sham illegal drug possession arrest of another adversary. 44-year-old Michael David Goldberg was sentenced to also pay $127,000 in restitution. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Cattle prices have been one of the few bright spots in the agricultural economy, with demand far outpacing supply in recent months. But some ranchers are concerned about the rising costs of raising cattle and the number of replacement heifers being retained. Idaho cattle rancher Glenn Elzinga says, like any cattle rancher, he welcomes the good prices, but worries about what might come next.
I'm looking around the valley where we live in the Pacimarron, and a lot of people are now keeping heifers. There's heifer retention going on. And that's the first nail in the coffin of this high price. So it might take 3 or 4 years for it to correct, but it will correct with people retaining heifers. Everything else has gone up. Equipment's gone up. The maintenance of equipment has gone up. You know, just think of the tech and, you know, whether or not your John Deere dealer is going to be able to affect change on a combine or change on a big tractor. And then there's fuel, all the other costs. Like, look at labor. It was just a few years ago I was paying good ranch hands. I'd give them a beef and I'd give them $8 an hour and a place to live. They were happy. And they were thinking, wow, we're coming out here. But now I pay a lot of my ranch hands, you know, in the 20s.
All of these costs add up to a future where cattle producers return to tight margins. Elzinga owns Alder Spring Ranch in central Idaho.
Are you looking for a bull that can perform in the big country? Black Summit Cattle invites you to their annual production sale Friday, March 20th at 1 o'clock in Powell, Wyoming. Selling 103 PAP-tested Sim Angus bulls developed for large pastures, high desert country, and built for longevity. Plus 5 registered open heifers and 50 commercial heifers. Black Summit specializes in producing cattle that make your life easier and your operation more profitable. For details, visit blacksummitcattle.com or bid live at bid.superiorlivestock.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional event happening March 25th through the 27th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from construction equipment and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
You've been listening to the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hammerich.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted 3 key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got 2 of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. After a short-lived increase during the pandemic, California's processing tomato acreage is set to decline for a third consecutive year. The state's tomato processors plan to contract for 9.8 million tons from 185,000 acres this year, down about 11% from the 11 million tons processors asked for last year, according to a January report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If processors' intentions remain unchanged, those figures would make the tonnage contracted from growers this year the lowest since 2005, and it would mark the first time in more than half a century that the farmers in California plant fewer than 200,000 acres of processing tomatoes. Falling demand comes as a blow to farmers. In recent years, processing tomatoes were one of the few crops that were generally profitable for growers. It hurts us like I think it probably hurts every other tomato grower, Yolo County farmer Bruce Rominger said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows right around 50, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny Monday and Tuesday. Mid-90s Thursday, low 90s Friday, mid-80s Saturday and Sunday, low 80s on Monday, 83 a week from today. Currently, it is 57 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are in the green on this St. Patrick's Day, up for the second consecutive day. Dow Jones Industrials climbing more than 190 points. The NASDAQ up over 120. Crude oil trading below $95 a barrel now. However, gas is up another 8 cents a gallon. It's climbed 80 cents since the conflict began in the Middle East. Pending home sales rising unexpectedly in February, up 1.8%. And Amazon now offering quicker delivery options in certain cities across the country. But like anything, it will cost you more. 1 hour delivery now available in some places for a cost of $9.99 for Amazon Prime members and $19.99 for non-members. The e-commerce giant also offering 3 hour delivery in more than 2,000 locations. That's a bit cheaper. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Well, as many of you do know, today is St. Patrick's Day, and Red Scooter Deli, they've got corned beef sandwich as special. It's through tomorrow. Guinness corned beef on rye, topped with house slaw and horseradish cream sauce. It's been a local favorite every single year. Again, this will be served daily through tomorrow. Order online, redscooterdeli.com, or call 805-237-1780.
Let's pay a visit to Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles.
Well, Gary, as you can see, I'm packed. You walk in here, there's beds everywhere. I have a lot of new beds in, and I have my regular beds. I've got my Chatham & Wells, which are top, top, top-notch beds. Those are the high-end beds from Gottschalk's, and they're incredible beds. I've got those on sale. I've got my Eastman House beds on sale, whether it's the latex or the memory foam.
If you want it, you'll probably find it at the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. 1881 wasn't a good year for the Earps. First, it was the OK Corral shootout, in which Virgil and Morgan were seriously shot. And then later, Virgil was shot again. It was hoped that 1882 would be a better year, but it wasn't. Morgan Earp was the youngest of the three Earps who participated in the OK Corral shootout. He was also the friendliest of the clannish Earps, who were not known for being friendly or even having a smile on their face. For a while, Morgan was a shotgun guard for Wells Fargo, but realizing dealing faro was more profitable and less dangerous, he got a job at the Occidental Saloon. During the OK Corral incident, Morgan was seriously shot through the right shoulder. Finally, he healed to the point that by the following March, he could participate in his favorite activity, billiards. It was March 18, 1882. After attending a play, Morgan and Wyatt went to Hatch's Saloon so Morgan could play a game of billiards. As Morgan was chalking up his cue, two .45 caliber gunshots blasted through the saloon window. The first shot hit Morgan. The other barely missed Wyatt. Quite possibly, Morgan and Wyatt were both marked for assassination. But, as was the story throughout Wyatt's life, the second bullet missed. Morgan was on the ground in a pool of blood. The .45 had shattered his spine. The doctors said there was no hope of survival. With brothers Wyatt, Virgil, James, and Warren by his side, Morgan said, "This is the last game of pool I'll ever play." Then he whispered something to Wyatt, and Morgan was dead in less than an hour. Later, Morgan was dressed in one of Doc Holliday's suits, and his brother Virgil took him to Colton, California, to be buried where his parents lived. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Go to my boat. Snakes in my case.
Things are growing, and Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blake's for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blake's. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blink's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blink's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles, open every day.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. San Luis Obispo County emergency crews responded to a report of potential hazardous materials at the Vitalant Blood Donation Center in San Luis Obispo. Yesterday morning, reports came in at about 9:42 a.m. of an unknown white powder at the blood bank, and the building was evacuated. Responders determined there was no threat to health or safety by noon. CHP reports there is a traffic collision on the U.S. 101 North, just south of the Los Tablas Road off-ramp. CHP says that the injuries in this collision are unknown and that this is a solo collision. Traffic in the area is slightly backed up. Again, there is a traffic collision on the U.S. 101 North in Templeton, just south of the Los Tablas Road off-ramp. CHP currently has a unit at the scene. The incident was first reported at about 8:26 this morning. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz confirms airstrikes kill top Iranian security official Ali Larijani and the head of the Revolutionary Guard, Ghulam Reza Soleimani.
U.S. President Trump spoke about the high rate of turnover within Iran's leadership. When morning breaks in Washington, we will update him that the high rate of turnover is continuing and even accelerating following the elimination of two of the most senior remaining figures.
Katz, through an interpreter, President Trump trying to reopen the Strait of Hormuz for the oil tankers.
The longer the strait remains closed or choked off, the higher the price of oil climbs. The president insists this is only a short-term problem and that this war will not drag on, but Democrats say they see no off-ramp.
Fox's Mark Meredith, top counterterrorism official Joe Kent resigns over the conflict, claiming Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation. America's listening to Fox News.
March is heating up at Tatchy with the Mad Money Drop. Every Thursday in March from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're dropping serious cash. Three winners every hour can win up to $9,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner scores $5,000 plus a Best Buy gift card. Brackets are fun, but $9,000 in cash is better. It's Mad Money Drop, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
Hey folks, Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market on Del Rio Avenue in Atascadero. This next 2 weeks, we got some hot prices for you, like our Prairie Fresh all-natural pork shoulder roast, just $2.49 a pound. You can also get fresh cabbage or potatoes for just 39 cents a pound. We also have Blarney Stone corned beef brisket. We have flats for $5.99 and points for $4.99. Homemade Irish soda bread from our bakery, just $3.99 each. We got hot deals for Tuesdays and Thursdays for the next couple weeks. Tuesday the 17th and Tuesday the 24th, we have untrimmed tri-tip for just $5.99 a pound. 3-pound bag of Buddy's Mandarin oranges, just two for $5. On Thursday the 12th or the 19th, we have Quaker Oats, 42 ounce, that's old fashioned or quick, just $5. Barilla Pasta, 5 for $5. That's an amazing deal. We also have Estrella Wines, 1.5 liters for just $5 a bottle. We're Valley Fresh Market, where you get fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine, low 90s. Mostly clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s, and we'll do low 90s again on your Wednesday. Thursday, a little bit warmer, mid-90s, then back to low 90s on Friday, mid-80s Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and low 80s Tuesday, next week. Today's UV index will be 7, up and down, 7, 11 a.m., 7, 12 p.m. We are at 59 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. All right, Barry is back and coming up this afternoon on Sound Off. First up, he will have Nicole Dorfman, secretary from React Alliance. It's grassroots education and advocacy to stop offshore wind energy development. And then Edward Ring is back. He's the director of water and / energy at the California Policy Center. So enjoy that this afternoon. 12:30 till 2. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just give them a call, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home. 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Well, you know you make me wanna
shout the morning exchange. KPRL.
Alrighty, I forgot to mention, in case you have forgotten, that on that text, the 238-5775, you can text that as well and get in that way. Let's see here. If you... Oh, nope. Let's see. Okay, that's from yesterday. Alrighty, so today is St. Patrick's Day. About 80 million people worldwide will claim some form of or some kind of ancestry with the Irish, one way or the other, or just for the heck of it. And, of course, that has to do with traditions that some people continue to do. Chris, does your family or did your family, did they have the Irish food on St. Patrick's Day or not even in the radar?
Not that I can remember. Maybe we had corned beef at one point, but it's not doesn't stand out as much as, you know, a Thanksgiving meal does.
No, not at all. Not at all. So, did you like the corned beef and cabbage?
No, I don't like corned beef that much.
Okay, well, except for a Reuben sandwich, I can't stand corned beef, so I'm with you on there. How about shepherd's pie?
I don't think I've had shepherd's pie before. What's in it again?
I have no idea. I have no idea what shepherd's pie is. If anybody else does, please let us know. I've heard of it. Now how does this sound like? What does this sound like to you? Potato pancakes.
I think that could be good.
It's been a year since I've had that, and I remember loving it. Just about any potato I will eat. Well, except the
sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, yeah.
Right.
Should be outlawed. But anyway, so there's there's certain things with the Irish stew. The national dish, lamb, beef, potatoes, and carrots, and other stuff. Also with the corned beef and carrot, cabbage, there could be mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes as well. But that's up to each, whatever your tastes are. Now, the phrase, kiss me, I'm Irish, refers to the luck of the Irish and kissing the Blarney Stone. One legend says that Cormac McCarthy kissed the stone for eloquence, then placed it into Blarney Castle, whatever that means, okay? Now, there is bad luck on St. Patrick's Day. Well, the color, orange, all right? So, I guess that's supposed to be bad luck, is on, if you wear it on St. Patrick's Day. Okay, well, that's good to know, I suppose. And what desserts... As I mentioned,
The Irish apple cake and soda bread. And of course, in this, and some Irish people do get upset, the Irish cream liqueurs that it is in the form of a brownie. I have no idea what that stuff would taste like. Okay, let's see here on the email. Please remind people that the shutdown of the DHS is on the Democrats, okay? Well, that, you know, depending on which side of the fence you are, you'll say, yes, I agree, or you disagree with that. Also, a California bill, we brought this up several months ago, but it is back. It is back. California lawmakers have introduced a bill designating the Muslim holiday of whatever and whatever as a state-recognized day. And let's see here. This bill would authorize community colleges and public schools to close on this day as specified. It adds that an academic absence may be had for the day's observance. The bill would similarly authorize state employees to elect to use 8 hours vacation, annual leave, compensation time off, or personal holiday crediting corresponding with this day, as specified, the bill notes. So this could be another holiday for most of the state employees and the people that are going to school, particularly high school, you know, K through 12, that we pay for, and they will get at least the teachers and the staff and so forth. They will get paid, and you and I will be working. So those are some things that are going on in the state of California regarding that. All right, what else do we have going on out there? Well, let's see here. This conversation the other day with someone, and they were, because I don't understand how the commodities work, you know, on the world market. And I don't know when OPEC came into effect. But the person asked me, and I couldn't answer. They said, if we're being told that the United States has become almost complete reliant, why is the price of gas so high? I have no idea. I have no idea. But it led to another part of the conversation is, could the United States of America be self-sufficient? In other words, we wouldn't have to rely on anybody, any other country to do what we need to do or have. Well, let me rephrase have with need. And, you know, from some of the things I came across, it said that the United States could be self-sufficient in the essentials. And that, of course, would be food and energy. But for some reason, it says it would cause higher prices, lowering living standards, and it would sever global ties. Now, we have a lot of domestic resources. However, we do rely on global trade for key components like advanced electronics, pharmaceuticals, and specialized rare earth materials. Now, the pharmaceuticals, we're trying to take that back or bring it back or at least have it here in the United States because of China's. Now, we are obviously highly self-sufficient in food production. And we are generally the top around the world regarding that. And it's, I don't even know why they use the word generally here. The total independence is hampered by the lack of domestic mining for specific minerals like cobalt and rare earth elements necessary for technology. Well, I also wonder sometimes with the technology, if the minerals that we use for whatever, that we will eventually go away from them anyway because of the technology. I don't know enough about that. So anyway, the thought of the United States being completely self-sufficient, yes, we could, but would it be a good idea? Achieving 100% self-sufficiency, it's probably not going to happen and wouldn't be the best idea. That's according to what I've come across here. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Why is the price of gas in California so high?
I know the blends and the taxes and so forth, but the question that the guy was asking me is, well, if we're being told that the United States is pretty much self-sufficient regarding gas. Why is it going up all over the place?
Well, first of all, oil is a global commodity, and so, you know, I mean, some of it you can call it greedflation, where and you have pricing disparities, and the companies will just raise the price when it goes up elsewhere to, you know, manage supply and demand. But California is really messed up because we import, I think it's like 15% of our oil from Iraq, if you can imagine that. It's just crazy. I mean, the regulations have shut down, a lot of the resources here in California. The refinery, I mean, Chevron left. The refineries are shutting down because of the regulations and what the government has done. And it's just not profitable to do it here. And, you know, what happens with profits is, like, if you don't make a profit, you go out of business. And so California has made it so onerous on, you know, that infrastructure and, you know, the companies themselves, that they got to pay, you know, through the nose. And then, of course, then it filters down to the consumer. So it's basically just ridiculous government. And then people vote for it. And you really wonder what the hell people are doing. Excuse my language.
Do you think that the general public, regarding this issue of not realizing what's involved in the cost, is simple, is along the lines of people not knowing anything about when they go into a grocery store and they buy foods, they don't understand?
Absolutely. I was thinking about this the other day, how, you know, some of it is, you've talked about the civics education and, you know, like, why do we have to have all these warnings on dangerous chemicals? It's like, don't we teach our kids about dangerous chemicals and, you know, don't touch that burner, it's hot, you know, or people make mistakes and they learn. But some of the stuff is, you know, the nanny state, as they call it, because it's totally ridiculous that we have a population that doesn't understand what's dangerous, what's safe, what the real world is all about, I guess, is the simplest way to put it.
Well, we also have attorneys that like to hunt these things down when, you know, somebody drinks a gallon of Roundup and they die, and, well, there's no label on there saying don't drink it.
Yeah. Well, I understand that, but is the I can't give an example off the top of my head right now regarding that. But as far as the cost in California for gas is we could be as self-sufficient as Texas. We have a lot of the same underlying geological capabilities, and with the fracking that they've done there, and some of it is just the government. And then property rights. I mean, there's all kinds of people that make royalties because, you know, they're sitting on, you know, whatever, 100,000 acres in somewhere in Texas, and the oil companies are like, well, we're not going to be on your land, but we want to, you know, laterally, you know, drill and frack on it, and then we'll pay you, you know, X percent. And, you know, so guess what happens? I mean, people buy gas, the money filters through the economy, and it goes to some guy in Texas that has 100,000 acres that, you know, maybe has cattle on it. And California is almost the biggest state, and we could certainly, again, be self-sufficient. It's in my opinion, ridiculous, because energy is life. We need it. We can phase it out, but you might as well. Again, it's like, where does the money go, right? It's like, so all these taxes goes where? To the government. Well, if oil was cheaper, people would have more money in their pockets, and they could decide what to do with it. It's just like, you know, ratcheting up the thumb screws, and, you know, they see how far they can go before people scream in pain, and then they might do some ridiculous thing like, oh, well, we'll pause taxes for a while or whatever. But it's just a slow and steady drain on, you know, the wealth of the populace and the people. And then the worst part is people vote for it. So it's just ridiculous, in my opinion.
Okay, I just looked this up. In 2025, 61% of oil processed in California was imported from foreign nations like Brazil, Iraq, and Guyana. 61%.
Yeah. And then we have oil. And, okay. Of course, you know, that money then leaves the state and goes out to foreign powers. It's and somehow this is good, you know, and these are our leaders that are creating this environment, and somehow this is good. And somehow the people don't realize, you know, like I said, they've got their hands in the thumb screws and they're being tightened down. And somehow they keep voting for, you know, the status quo. I will stick with my, this is ridiculous. And some of it is just education. And, of course, then you look at the how far education has fallen in California. And it's like, gosh, we don't want intelligent people that can think for themselves. That would be really dangerous. And yet people keep voting for it. So I have nothing to offer.
Well, there's a couple of things. When you bring up the education, when you think about it, the state of education in California, this isn't recent with us falling behind. This has been a gradual decline over, you know, maybe 15 or 20 years. So how many generations, at least, what, two generations of people that have gone through the public school system in California are part, you know, they're the adults now. And yeah, they were educated in a bad system. The other thing is, I wonder if anybody or, you know, group organization, because I don't think the government would do it, with all the regulations in California regarding what can't be sold here anymore, you know, whatever it may be, there's been quite a few of them over the year. We can't keep up. And now you look at this oil, the dependency. How much money has left this state because of that?
Quite a bit. And like again, and somehow our leaders are, you know, pushing this approach. And again, and then that money is not in a consumer's pocket. I mean, when, you know, this is something that probably is lost on a lot of people, but some of the Reagan boom that carried on through the Clinton years was because of changes in taxes, and people had more money, and then they started, actually people could invest and do things. And now those, you know, quote unquote baby boomers and the adults that were, you know, a lot, you know, at, you know, prime adult age in the 80s and 90s, you know, now they're the ones that have all the wealth. And it's not that this couldn't all just happen again, but it's you know, like I said, is the thumb screws keep tightening. They keep taking more and more money out of your pocket to pay for things that now apparently, you know, how much when you pay for your $5 a gallon, how much of that leaves the state? And why, right? Yeah. I mean, it almost none of it could. You could have jobs here. There's, you know, you could have companies drilling oil, refineries doing things. You know, I understand regulations and keeping it safe and all this stuff, but it's, I don't know, look at Germany, what they went through with phasing out their nuclear stuff, relying on cheap Russian gas, and then all of a sudden Russia invades Ukraine, and they're like, oh, well, we should stop doing this because we're funding, you know, Russia. And it's, again, we could be self-sufficient in America on almost everything. It's some of it, you know, when you go back to what we've done is we've exported a lot of our pollution to China and had them do all the dirty work.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good content.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, this is really a generalization, but I've got to say that I honestly believe that the gas stations here in Paso Robles, supposedly on Spring Street, are opportunists. You know, you hear on the radio that their oil can spilled over in Bakersfield, and immediately all these gas stations put their price of gasoline 10 cents up. But you hear about, oh, well, you know, it's gone down, and you hardly see them take it down, but maybe a penny or so. I got to tell you, I really do believe they see the opportunity and they take advantage of us here in Paso Robles. I don't know about other places, but it seems real obvious to me that when we have holidays and they know the tourists are in town, the gas goes up, but, you know, the locals still have to pay that price too. And, you know, you just watch the prices on the gas station billboards and you just say, wow, I'm amazed. That they, and I understand the costs and the refineries and all that other stuff, but I honestly believe that a couple of these gas stations here in Paso are real, real opportunists.
Well, I would disagree with you 100% on that, but that's just okay. That's just me. There are just places up and down, even the Central Coast, where they are prices are either historically lower or higher, depending on, you know, the gas station. And one of the things that you might want to do is go in and talk to the owner of one of these places and ask them how this works.
Oh, I know how it works, and I have called owner and say, hey, why did you put it up 10 cents? It just came on the radio today. That isn't the gas that you bought today. You bought this months ago. So why would you, just because it came on the radio, and didn't have an answer for me, Kevin. So guess what? You know what? Like I said, we can disagree, but I honestly believe that certain owners of these gas stations are opportunists, and they see that, and they take advantage of us. That's my thought.
All right, well, in spite of that, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, you too, buddy.
All right. 4 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on your St. Patrick's Day. Let's see here. These guys weren't Irish, but they got their big American debut on this day in 1968, and they were pretty big. The Bee Gees, they made their American debut on the really big show. Old Uncle Ed Sullivan, hi, good morning.
Yeah, you know, I've heard the last caller, I can understand the sentiment, but you know something, I've had my own business for a while, and something I learned a long time ago was, you know, if you think you can do a better job, why don't you open up your own gas station?
That's it?
Just go tell me how much money rolls in all that gas stations.
Well, they don't make money on just the gas. They don't make a lot of money.
Nah, it's like I said, this whole gouging thing, well, there's so many gas stations, you know, that all have to be colluding together, and that's illegal. So, like I said, my old boss used to say that there's an empty store across the street where the last guy that tried to put me out of business was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Have a good day.
All righty. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, you know, this whole gas thing, you know, it's just been ongoing saga, but a couple of points. I think the state of California promotes upper higher prices due to the fact they make a percentage, that, you know, they don't get paid fees. They get paid a percentage of tax on every gallon of gas. And, you know, I, with their evil minds up there in Sacramento, I'm sure that is by design.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have to make up.
And also, you know, blaming the gas stations, whatever. But you know what? I've been to almost every state in the United States. In Montana, you go to Montana, and the gas prices are the same everywhere you go. It's just a matter of who has the cleaner bathrooms, or it's a little bit, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
cleaner, okay. nicer establishment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be a penny difference, but it's, you know, you're paying $2.75 for a gallon of gas.
Yeah. Well,
Arizona, same, you know, Arizona, it fluctuates a little bit more.
Yeah.
You get on North Carolina, South Carolina. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know the states back there. All right. The music started. Got to go. Thanks for your call.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Travelers in both directions of Highway 46 east of Chelan will encounter overnight one-way traffic control tonight and tomorrow night. Tonight it'll begin at 6 p.m. and go till 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Then it'll begin once again at 6 p.m. on Wednesday through 6 a.m. on Thursday. Paso Robles School District has released its new issue of Paso Proud, the magazine that highlights the achievements and current ongoings for the district. This issue recognizes the remarkable act of generosity at Kermit King Elementary, where students, staff, and families collected more than 2,300 canned and non-perishable food items for Paso Robles loaves and fishes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, it's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, Barry's back, protecting what matters, 12:30 till 2. Nicole Dorfman will join him first. She's from React Alliance. And then Edward Ring, the director of Water and Energy from the California Policy Center. Enjoy that and enjoy your day and your St. Patrick's Day, too. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.